AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Federal government's in shutdown mode. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Donald Trump and Republicans have barreled us into a shutdown because they refuse to protect Americans' health care.
The White House threatening mass layoffs of federal workers. Vice President J.D. Vance.
If this thing drags on for another few days or, God forbid, another few weeks, we are going to have to lay people off. We're going to have to save money in some places so that essential services don't get turned off in other places.
Julie Walker has a look at some of the places it'll be noticed.
Under a government shutdown contingency plan by the Park Service, roads, lookouts, trails, and open-air memorials will generally remain accessible to visitors. However, parks without accessible areas will be closed. Bad news for Jim Feather from Pennsylvania on vacation, trying to tour Arcadia National Park.
First time up to Arcadia, we wanted to check it out, but everything's shut down, so we don't really get to do a whole lot of the actual official stuff, so we'll probably wind up just kind of driving around the park as much as we can.
Bill Wade is executive director of the Association of National Park Rangers.
They won't find visitor centers open usually. They won't find custodial maintenance in some places. There will be limited emergency response.
His advice, check online. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel's defense minister has ordered all remaining Palestinians to leave Gaza City, calling it their last opportunity. He says Israeli forces will consider anyone who stays a militant supporter. Meantime, a senior Hamas official tells AP some points in President Trump's proposal to end the war are unacceptable and must be amended. In Ukraine, concerns are mounting over the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. It's been without external power, crucial for cooling systems, for more than a week. And in baseball, at least three of the four wildcard series are headed to deciding games Thursday. Tigers and Guardians get things started. This is AP News. Few people have changed how we humans perceive ourselves as much as Jane Goodall. At Donahue reports the primatologist and conservationist has died at 91.
Goodall started living among chimpanzees in Africa starting in the 1960s. One of them stood out. She named him David Greybeard.
Seeing him using and making tools to fish for termites, because up until that time, Western science thought humans and only humans used and made tools.
Goodall's research transformed how the world perceived chimpanzees and all humans.
When you're alone, you can become part of nature, and your humanity doesn't get in the way. And it's easier to understand this amazing tapestry of life.
She also found chimps have individual personalities and share humans' emotions of pleasure, joy, sadness, and fear. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.